Item 2021-026, B, quarterly fire alarm inspections and testing. And that is found on page 229.
Jason, I'm gonna have the fire department. Fire department's making the same recommendation for Precision Alarm Company for items 16 through 24, which is the 9 fire stations. We're looking for a 1-year contract and total amount not to exceed $5,000.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Item 2021-026C, quarterly fire alarm inspections and testing. And that is found on page 233.
James Scott, Parks and Recreation. Like our colleagues at DPW, we're recommending awards to Precision Alarms. And the bid period will be from July 11th, 2020 until July 12th, 2021. And the amount, the cap of the award will be $600.
Thank you, James. So far, you get the golden ring. I like your number a lot better than the rest of them. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Item 2021-026D, and that is found on page 237.
Ann Corbin for the shelter. I am recommending that this bid be also be awarded to Precision Alarm Corporation in the amount of $180 for a 1-year period.
Ann, you beat them all hands down for sure. that number's even better. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. 2021-026E. On the page 241.
The police department is also recommending that the bid be awarded to Precision Alarm as the lowest bidder. Our price would be a yearly cost of $200.
Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item 2021-027, structural firefighting gloves. That is found on page 245.
Fire department received 4 bids for structural firefighting gloves. The vendor that bid the lowest price on the glove that met all of our specifications was CNS Specialty Inc. out of North Smithfield, Rhode Island.
Chief, what did we spend in that line item last year?
Fortunately, we didn't spend any money on that item last year. We didn't have any need for gloves, but we're anticipating that for this coming year that we're probably gonna have more than normal. So we're looking at about 60 pairs for the upcoming year.
You say you're expecting more than normal. Why is that?
Because we didn't replace them many gloves this year. We had enough of a stock to fulfill some of the use of the firefighting gloves. We typically get about 3 years out of a pair of gloves. So we always anticipate about a third of our glove allotment, which is about, for 180 firemen, about a third is about 60 gloves per year.
And how many gloves do you have on hand right now?
Right now we have about 12 pairs.
Okay. And what's the complement at the fire department right now?
We're at 182 right now.
182, okay. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Second it.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Motion passes. Item 2021-028, cleaning supplies for the fire department, and that is found on page 249.
Fire department received 8 bids for janitorial cleaning supplies. After tabulating our bid prices, WB Mason and Banner, both like the other departments, came in with the majority of the lowest bid items. At our conversation of the last year, we decided to go with one vendor. WB Mason was definitely had more items that were lower priced between the two vendors at 22 versus 17 for Banner. And then when we cross-referenced that with our usage of those items, most of the items we have a higher volume in would be with WB Mason. So the department is recommending the bid go to awarded to WB Mason. This is going to be a one-year bid for $15,000.
Chief, I just found your bid very confusing, or at least your spreadsheet. I found it very confusing. There's just a tremendous amount of items here, and it's just, to me, it's just very confusing trying to compare one vendor to another, looking at these sheets in their current form. Also, I would just like to remind you that typically what we have asked the department heads to do on item pricing is to provide us with 20, 25 of your most commonly used items, whether it be brake shoes or fire hose, flamethrower, whatever. So just in the interest of saving you some time and making these sheets a little more legible and understandable to us and easier to get to the nuts and bolts of who the best deal is, I would ask that you kind of hang into that 2025 item. And if you could, and I'll be happy to meet with you in the forward. I'll tell you honestly, this morning, as I'm going through this again, I couldn't spend the time that I needed to spend to go through the sheet because I just found it that complicated. I'm going to take your position at face value that WB Mason is the best deal and the lion's share of these items, but I would like to at some point meet with you so we could come up with some sort of a spreadsheet that's just a little easier for us to balance these numbers.
Councilman, would it be helpful in the future if we put an anticipated usage for these for our year from our previous years when we do actually go out to bid with them?
That would be helpful, Chief. But, as an example, we go, page to page to page. So in order for me to compare item number 31 with all the other vendors, I got to flip through all of these pages and run through get to item 31 to see if Interborough is a better deal than New England Sanitizing Supply, as an example. And the way this spreadsheet is put out here, it's just complicated and very, very time consuming to try and categorize all of these numbers and determine, at least for me, to determine who I think has the best math. So again, it's something that, at some point, in the future, maybe we could just get together and go over this, but I'm not gonna hold it up at this time. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this
time. Thank you. Hearing none, I need a motion on 2021-028.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. 2021-029, street striping. I want to make sure I get that right. Found on page 268. Christy?
Public Works is requesting to award this bid to Safety Marking Incorporated in the amount of $30,000 for 1 year, beginning August 30th, 2020.
Christy, just give us a quick overview as to what we do with these markings and what we can expect to receive for $30,000.
This is the fog line and the yellow lines that are on city roadways, so such as like Sandy Lane or Long Street or any of those roadways. What happens is the engineering department determines which roads are getting striped. It's by the linear foot. They have the measurement, and then they coordinate with the vendor, give them a list of roads to be striped, what they want done, whether it's, you know, center line, fog line, both. Very rarely we do have like crosswalks. We usually do our own crosswalks, but in the event that we need something like that, or like the running child figures and things, we do have that as part of the bid. I've been in this department for 11 years. I don't think we've ever used that portion of it. So primarily it's just for the line striping.
Okay, so the line striping. So when we do new roads, city roads, and they were previously striped, when we resurface these roads, we restripe these roads, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm really happy to hear you commenting about this street striping is used for crosswalks, because we all know that I have a couple of crosswalks that are very near and dear to my heart here. So I'm glad to see we're gonna have the striping available to do those. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public?
Not at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy. Looking forward to seeing that $30,000 put to good use. 2021-034A, HVAC maintenance and repairs. That is found on page 330, oops, sorry, on page 272.
Public Works is requesting to award this bid to D. Larson and Sons, as well as Next Gen Mechanical, in the amount of $20,000 for 1 year period beginning August 30th, 2020. The reason we are asking for two vendors is we use them for necessary preventative maintenance and any repairs to the HVAC systems in the city. This department is responsible for all the city buildings with the exception of recreation and school facilities. Typically, if we only have one vendor and we need them in two places, say the air conditioning's down and, you know, the animal shelter and the police station, we can't have them in two places typically at the same time. This will allow us to maintain. There's not a huge price difference between these two vendors as far as the hourly rate and the markup is exactly the same for any parts that we might need. And it's a $6 difference between the hourly rate. So we are requesting to have these two vendors.
Christy, I agree with you completely and I support your request. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None, sir.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Christy. Motion passes. Item 2021-034B, HVAC maintenance. And that is found on page 276.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recommend that the Parks and Rec HVAC for buildings bid go to E. Larson & Sons as the lowest bidder. The cap I'm recommending is $10,000 for a one-year period, starting on August 30th, 2020 and running until August 29th, 2021.
Thank you, James. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Motion passes. Item 2021-036, food products found on page 280.
Good evening again, Meg Underwood from Senior Services. This is food products that are used in our coffee shop. It is self-supporting. We are recommending the bid go to the only bidder, Gordon Food Products, who has been our vendor for several years with the exception of 1 6-month bid. Unfortunately, the amount that we order, particularly at any single time, does not meet the minimums for the vendors that I called to say why they were not bidding. Most of them want at least $500 in product for every order, and we simply don't have that kind of numbers. Gordon has actually come down on their prices for a lot of the items, particularly the items we use most of. And this is a $4,500 bid for a 6-month period.
Thank you, Meg. I appreciate that. And, you know, I certainly recall over the years that I've been on the council, we've basically had the same conversation, the same issue with vendors. You know, we've gone round and round on a bottle of water, or a case of water, et cetera. I get it. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
Motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. 2021. Thank you, Meg. 2021-037, medical supplies and equipment found on page 286.
Fire department received 8 vendors that submitted bids. The fire department is recommending that the bid award go to Boundary Medical and additionally to Stryker Sales Corporation and Teleflex. Boundary Medical was lowest priced on majority of the items. The department's also recommending Stryker Sales simply because they're the OEM provider of the parts that were listed for their equipment. And they are significantly lower than the bid price from Boundary. So I think it'd be beneficial to add them as a vendor for those items. And Teleflex Medical was the only bidder on items 221 through 224. So we wouldn't be able to purchase those items if we're not to add them as an additional vendor. The current bid expires 7/20 of 2020. It's a one-year bid, not to exceed $65,000.
Well, thank you, Chief. Appreciate that. And also, I'd like to comment that it's encouraging to see the amount of vendors that some of your bids have been generating. I know over the years that I've been here, we haven't seen such a robust amount of vendors. So whatever you're doing to encourage those folks to bid, that is appreciated. I would also just reiterate the same thing as on the last bid. At some point, you know, in the future, you and I can sit down and go over these spreadsheets. But it's encouraging to see all those vendors. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
We have motion seconded. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Item 2021-39A, found on page 38, medications for emergency medical services, found on page 328.
We're on 38A, correct?
Yes, on page 328, item 2021-0038A.
just when you complimented me on the vendors, we only received one bid for medications for EMS. That was from Boundtree Medical. So we're recommending the award go to Boundtree. It's a 1-year award for $3,000.
So Chief, I think the saying goes, he who giveth can taketh, something like that. So Chief, this is a lot of meds, no doubt. Had you contacted any of these other vendors to find out why they have not bid?
Yeah, there's only a couple of vendors that deal in EMS medications because it's so highly controlled, that business itself, you know, pharmaceuticals. The other vendors that typically bid didn't because of how volatile the pricing on medications is right now with the pandemic. So they were uncomfortable holding bids for a 1-year time period. Even Boundtree admittedly was a little uncomfortable, but they did submit a bid, so we had a bid in place.
Fair enough. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Item 2021-38B, medications for emergency medical services. And that is found on page 335.
The police department went out to bid for medications for emergency medical services along with the fire department. As the chief stated, there was only one bidder, Boundtree Medical. The police department only purchases item number 33, naloxone. We request permission to spend up to $2,000 and purchases will be made on an as-needed basis.
Any questions from the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
Not at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. 2021-040, fire sprinkler inspections, and that is found on page 342.
Fire department received 3 bids for sprinkler inspections. After reviewing the prices, the lowest price was from Fire Equipment Inc. out of Smithfield, Rhode Island. The current bid expires 6/30/20. We're looking for a 1-year bid award in the amount not to exceed $5,000.
Yeah, good job, Chief, because there's a big difference between fire equipment and the others. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. 2021-041, delivery, rental, and filling of oxygen tanks found on page 346.
So the fire department received 2 vendors that submitted pricing. The lowest vendor was Airgas LLC from the city. Current bid again expires on 6/30/20. We're looking for a 2-year contract not to exceed $15,000.
Chief, very happy to see a Warwick company being successful in this bidding process. And once again, we all encourage the department heads to reach out to the vendors and particularly to find out if there's any particular reasons that they're not bidding our work. Good to see Warwick companies getting the business. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Motion passes. 2021-045, service and maintenance agreement for Stryker EMS equipment. And that is found on page 349.
So the department only received one bid result from our bid request. That was from Stryker Sales Corporation. We're looking for a 1-year contract bid award from 8/25/20 through 8/24/21. For an amount not to exceed $6,860.25.
Chief, why do you think we only got one bid on this?
There's actually only two, admittedly, only two companies that can actually submit bids for this. They're the only ones that are authorized by Strikers to work on Striker equipment. The other one is MSTAR. We used to use MSTAR Northeast, which was out of Massachusetts in the past. They were sold last year or 2 years ago to MSTAR Corporate, and they do not do contracts. They only do labor and parts, which is not beneficial to the city. We've found that the service contracts are much more efficient use of the money.
So is this the former, I remember when I first got on the council, it was a whole lot of conversation on this. Is this the former Progress program software thing?
No, these are the stretchers that we use in the rescues. These are the litters that go in the back of the trucks. This is just the service contract for those pieces of equipment for maintaining, doing preventative maintenance and repairs.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do you have any questions from members of the public?
Not at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a favorable, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2020-309 strategy and tactics cost found on page 356.
The fire department is seeking a 56-6 exception to bid for a strategy and tactics course. This is part of the $1.2 million grant that was awarded from the federal government for training of officers. There's several classes that have we've already started to conduct. There's more that need to come throughout the performance period of this grant, one of which is strategy and tactics specific to our fire department and to New England. The PL Vulcan is the company we're recommending. They are the only one capable of delivering this program because it's owned by them and it's been developed. We've used this company in the past very successfully with other custom fire department training programs. This is going to be funded through the FEMA AFG 2018 grant, so it's going to be grant reimbursed. And we're looking for an award of $29,750.
And Chief, what does, specifically, what does this training consist of?
This is training the fire department and the fire department officers in the strategy and tactics of firefighting.
Like what type of tactics?
It's structural firefighting, size up of a building, how to attack a fire, how to ventilate a fire, those type of things. I can get into more detail. I can have Chief McMichael do it if you'd like.
And I know you said that this, at least this time around, this is paid for by a FEMA grant. Do you foresee this ever becoming an unfunded mandate?
No, definitely not. This is something that we applied for with that FEMA grant specifically to increase the education of our officers in the department. And we were awarded the money, so we went just to find a vendor that could fulfill those requirements.
Okay, good job. As I've said in the past, fire department's doing a good job with these grants. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. 2020-311, purchase a rotary lift attachments. That's found on page 360.
Public Works Department is requesting to purchase lift attachments for our portable rotary lifts in the back garage in the amount of $3,236.62. This would be a one-time purchase. This will allow the lifts in the back garage to work on our smaller vehicles, like our one-ton pickups. Right now, we have two vehicle lifts in the front garage, and that's it. We have the two portable lifts in the back garage, but those are primarily for large vehicles, you know, fire trucks, dump trucks. So these attachments to our lifts will allow us to also provide service in the back garage for the smaller vehicles.
And Christy, I think this is a really good idea. And, you know, I'd also add that DPW, you folks have been doing a really good job with cannibalizing some of this older equipment and, you know, getting more with less. I think you've been doing a really good job with keeping these, a lot of this equipment in use. And by investing some short money, I think over a period of several years, this is gonna have a real good payback for the taxpayers. And also, I think it's gonna give the department a really good advantage in getting these smaller vehicles, smaller equipment back out on the street even sooner, that will be able to service all of our wards. I think that's a good job.
Thank you.
Questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I just want to concur with Chairman Lattiser said, the director, Salitro, this was months ago now, we were in the back garage there with the lifts, with the big lifts for the big trucks, and he was telling how he was going to come before us for these other trucks, and it's really going to help us get these vehicles back out there and servicing the city. I think this is a great investment. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further comments from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 2020-328, Calavo Silver Preferred Package Pro. And that is found on page 364. Okay, hold on. Before we get into this, I actually received a call from Major Micheletti's earlier this morning, and she has requested to pull that bid. And I support that. I'm going to make a motion at the request of the sponsor to pull item 2020-328. It'll
be unfavorable action.
It'll be unfavorable action. It'll be withdrawn at the request of the sponsor.
I will second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion for unfavorable action at the request of the sponsor withdrawing. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Excuse me? Okay. PCR. Madam Clerk, what is it? Next one? 51?
52.
PCR 5220. Unfavorable action at the request of the sponsor. PCR 2020-330, integrated receipt printers. That is found on page 369.
Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6, exception to bid to award the purchase of customized printers for the tax collector department to Tyler Technologies as the sole source in the amount of $8,690. A little history with these receipt printers. These are the receipt printers that they use at the tax collector's office. These printers are 6+ years old, and they're actually not compatible with the current version of Munis. The printers are actually integrated with the software. They put code into them for the formatting of the print of the receipt. We've been going around and around. So in the tax collector's department, they're actually using the desktop version of the software, of the Munis software. This has caused us a number of issues in support over the year and a half that I've been here, where we have something that's a little peculiar. We get a hold of Tyler Tech Support and they go, "You're using the desktop version. We don't really support that anymore." So this expenditure will replace those printers and allow us to upgrade the tax collector receipts registers to the current version of Munis.
Phil, I can certainly concur with non-compatible and issues wholeheartedly. But I do have one question for you. So who's going to be that little voice in my ear when I ask if there's any comments from members of the public?
That would be Ralph.
Okay. Okay. Just wanted
to hear, guys.
Any questions from Councilman Cawley? Is somebody's mic isn't muted? Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Ralph, do we have any questions from members of the public?
Oh, no question at this time.
Not at this time. Okay, hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Second it.
We have a motion of favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Thank you, Phil. 2021-022, municipal recycling facility byproducts.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman?
The reason we're getting an echo is I believe Attorney Walsh is not muted over at the in the corner.
Okay, that's what I was just asking. I heard somebody and I didn't know who it was.
Bill, if you could mute yours. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Okay, so back on to 2021-022 municipal recycling facility byproducts found on page 375. We're getting there, folks.
Public Works is requesting to award this bid to multiple vendors on an as-needed basis. This is a revenue-generating bid for the city with our department, primarily with scrap metal and compost. The scrap metal, we take it where the highest price is being paid at the time. And then compost is for what we sell from here in the department at our compost facility. So there is no dollar amount to attach to this. It's whatever revenue we bring in. And it's a 1 year period from July 1, 2020 to June 30th, 2021.
Christy, I like that revenue thing, and I'll support all the vendors you want to put on for this revenue item. Good job. Any questions from members of the committee?
Just a quick comment, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say this is wonderful. DPW and Director Salicho are doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Agreed. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. 2021-039, interoperable emergency network. And that is found on page 377.
The fire department is requesting a 56-6 exception to bid for Mutual Link out of Wallington, Connecticut. Mutual Link is the sole provider of network access and software maintenance for the existing interoperability system. This allows us communications that can share radio, video, and telephone communications with the other participants, which include the fire department, the police department, Kent Hospital, the malls, and all the school buildings. There's a one-year award contract for a total amount not to exceed $5,068.41, and this covers the cost for both the police and the fire department.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. 2021-060, UFED software renewal. That is found on page 381.
The police department is seeking exception to bid and authorization to renew our software for an evidence extraction device. The department purchased an updated UFED universal forensic extraction device machine made by Celebrate in 2014 for $9,000. In order to keep the machine up to date for use as a forensic examiner, we are required to purchase a software renewal package each year. The cost of this package is $3,700, which is the same as last year. Celebrate is a sole source vendor for the UFID machine, and therefore its software packages are as well. This machine is widely used by law enforcement and can extract data from about 95% of all electronic devices on the market today.
So Major, we paid, what'd you say, 9,000 change for the machine?
9,000 even back in 2014.
And it's costing us $3,700 a year for software?
That's correct.
So is there, with this software purchase, is there a some point in the future where they give us a new machine?
At this point, it's still updating the software year to year. I'm sure the technology is going to keep changing every year. We have 4 to 5 different forensic software packages, but we use these devices on every single investigation we work on. So, I mean, they really are an invaluable tool in the way of the future with respect to investigations. But as it stands right now, we don't need to buy a different machine because it's the actual key and software that we have to update, but I wouldn't be surprised at some point in the future if that were the case, though.
Sure. So this is similar to, in my world, you know, we have to purchase a computer, we purchase QuickBooks Pro, and, you know, every year or two or whatever, we got to update that software. Similar situation, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Item 2021-061 in case software maintenance found on page 326. I'm sorry. 386.
The department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to renew our subscription to another forensic software program called NCASE. This software is widely used by law enforcement throughout the country and is endorsed by the National White Collar Crime Center. Again, this software is used for forensic examination, analysis, and extraction of data from a variety of devices. It also creates searchable reports that our detectives can search key terms, dates, et cetera, to locate the evidence that they're looking for. The total cost of the security keys and the maintenance upgrades is $3,080.29.
Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
Not at this time.
Thank you. Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a favorable, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. 2021-062, police educational expenses found on page 392.
Mr. Chair, could we hold this to August 17th, please?
At the request of the sponsor, we were going to hold, we're going to need a PCR on this. So PCR 53, Madam Clerk?
That's PCR, correct, 53.
Thank you. PCR 5320. At the request of the sponsor, we are going to hold until the August, what was that, the August 13th? What's the August meeting date?
I believe she said the 17th, Mr. Chairman.
17th.
That's correct, August 17th. At the request of the sponsor, I make a motion we hold this until August 17th. I need a second.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Item 2021-063, police licensing advertising, and that is found on page 394.
The department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to expend funds for advertising expenses for various licenses reviewed by the licensing unit and approved by the Board of Public Safety in the Warwick Beacon on an as-needed basis for fiscal year 2021, not to exceed $6,000. The licensing unit processes daily requests for advertising for various licenses issued within the city. Beacon Communication has favorably provided these services in the past and is the only local advertiser to meet the advertising requirements necessary. Advertising in a statewide publication would be cost prohibitive.
Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
Not at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. 2021-064, police recruitment, found on page 396.
The police department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to expend funds and not to exceed $5,000 from various vendors for the next two recruitment drives. These funds will be used to cover expenses for advertising, facility rentals for the agility and written examinations, and for other incidental expenses. We are requesting a two-year contract to run through June 30th, 2022, which would cover the next two recruitment drives.
And Major, I see on your position paper here, you say that the department will be charging a fee of $60 to candidates taking the written exam. Is it fair to say that fee that's being charged for the exam pretty much evens out the cost of the $5,000?
It doesn't quite even out. The written exam is probably the most expensive portion of the recruitment process, and that $60 fee definitely pays for more than that. So we do need an additional amount of money to pay for the incidentals, but it does usually get us pretty close.
Okay, good. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. 2021-065, services for mental health clinician, on page 399.
The police department is seeking an exception to bid to enter into a partnership once again with the Providence Center, who has provided our agency with a mental health clinician. This clinician is housed within our department and works alongside specially trained members of our agency to perform various duties within the community to include outreach with the homeless population, offer and provide services of drug rehabilitation, mental health counseling and outreach, and providing mental health evaluation and certification for those in crisis, as well as responding to critical incidents along with our officers. The current agreement is that the Providence Center would provide their mental health clinician to our agency on a full-time basis at a cost of $40,000 annually. We seek to continue this agreement for a third year. The current contract expires June 30th, 2020. This would be a one-year contract, and the $40,000 would be paid in quarterly payments of $10,000.
Major, you said that if this is approved, this will be the third year that the police department's been doing this?
The clinician has actually been with us prior years, but they didn't have to charge us at that point. So we were receiving those services for nothing. As I believe back in 2014, the Providence Center, the need for these clinicians had just grown so much that they actually had to split the cost with them in order to continue the program.
I don't have a problem with spending the money for this. I certainly understand the need for it, and I agree with it. My point is that the Warwick Police Department has been doing this for a number of years. This isn't something that just came to be.
Oh, no, we've been doing this for 7 or 8 years now.
Yeah, very long time. I think it's a great program. Certainly worth every penny. Any questions from members of the committee?
I do.
Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. This really is a great program and a great resource for our city and our citizens. This is probably over a year ago now when they came in, the Providence Center. They came in, they met with the mayor. I attended that meeting as well. They gave some really great examples of the work that they do every day, working with our police department, addressing needs of our citizens. And this is a really good investment that we're making here in a great program. And I think we should, really encourage this program, especially during these times. And this is a great thing that the city of Warwick, the police department, has been doing this for a number of years. And this is something that I want to encourage, and I appreciate the work that they are doing. these people that are working hand in hand, hand in glove with our police department. And it really is a benefit to our city. And so this is a really good program, and I look forward to supporting it tonight. Thank you.
Well said, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
I had a question.
Yes, Mr. President. Mr. President?
Sorry, I was just looking, Major, at the mental health crisis response team. Could you just elaborate what that team does and how long it's been around for?
Mr. Chairman, can I take that? Colonel Rathbun for the Warwick Police Department.
Yes, certainly, Colonel. Go ahead.
Mr. President, the Mental Health Crisis Response Team is approximately 30 to 40 members, depending upon availability and assignments, that are specifically trained to respond to people that are involved with mental health crisis, substance abuse, and alcohol abuse, as well as our homeless population. It works in conjunction with the mental health clinician that's on this item in the docket.
Thank you, Colonel. Council President, anything further?
No, I just, I think it's important for the public to realize what the police department's been doing and what we've had in place. And I would defer to the chief on this, but this has been in place ever since, I think it was 2014, which was the Ferguson, Missouri incidents. Is that correct, chief, or no?
It's roughly about that timeline with Ferguson, and it's been timely and kind of I want to say soft-spoken program. We don't politicize it per se, but through the support of both Mayor Solomon and the council, with training dollars and the clinician itself, we've been able to sustain it for a number of years. And it's interesting that the current scene seems to be bringing this to an issue. And you're right, Mr. President, this is something we've been, I want to say, in the forefront, both in the state and regional.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Mr. President. And Chief, I would certainly be remiss if I didn't add that the Warwick Police Department has been in the forefront of very many issues. This particularly important, and I think it's very important that this type of thing becomes known to all. So good job.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. 2021-066, City Clerk Advertising.
Questions, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry, we have a question. Yes, please.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is a question on the item 2021-065.
Yes, I just want to know, is there a statistic that shows how often the clinician is used on a day-to-day or yearly basis?
Okay, good question.
Mr. Chairman, could I get the person's name, please?
Sure. Could you state your name for the record, please?
John Lugo.
Thank you.
Okay. Was that John? Spell your last name, John.
L-U-G-O.
L-U-D-O. Okay, thank you, John. Who would want to take that, Colonel, Major?
I'll take it, sir.
Go ahead, Colonel.
Mr. Lugo, this particular program that we're talking about here, if it's voted to continue, is a full-time program. So the clinician works 5 days a week and is on call both nights and weekends beyond that. She's assigned to both day shift and second shift, so she works basically some daytime hours and then splits her time on second shift. In addition to her casework and specific numbers, she's assigned to follow-ups to specific calls as it relates to, so if we get a mental health call, for instance, we don't just dispose of it. She'll follow up on that at a later date. The overall calls for service average about between 30 and 40 per week for her, working in conjunction with our mental health crisis response team. So it's an invaluable service for a full-time position assigned specifically to Warwick and our citizens who are in need of her services in conjunction with the police department, Mr.
Thank you, Colonel. Any further questions? Mr. Ludo, do you have any further questions?
No, that's been great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Any other questions from members of the public regarding item 2021-065?
None at this time.
Okay. We did have a favorable action vote on that. We're moving on to 2021-066. City clerk advertising. And that is found on page 402.
The city clerk is seeking a 56-6 exception to publication for the city clerk advertising. It would be a disadvantage for the city to bid this service as the Warwick Beacon is a sole source vendor for placing these ads. These expenses are to advertise zone changes, abandonments, and ordinances that the city council passes during the fiscal year 2021. This bid is from July 1st, 2020 through 6/30/2021. Current bid expires 6/30/20. Sorry about that.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, so here's the encouraging news. We're down to the last two items. Probate court advertising, 2021-067. That is found on page 404.
Okay, this is a 56-6 exception to bid as well. Probate court matters in the we advertise in the Warwick Beacon and the Kent County Daily Times. Probate court is required to advertise the hearings in a newspaper with countywide circulation. Placing the ad in both newspapers would cover the entire county as well as save the petitioner's advertising fees. Budget amount is $20,000. Each publication is designated $10,000 for these expenses. Again, this bid expires 6/30/20 and it'll go from 7/1/2020 to 6/30/2021.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the
public?
Sorry.
Yeah,
President, okay. Go ahead.
Just when this is to the clerk, when we have these probate matters, this is reimbursed from, there's a revenue source that comes in is really my question, when a probate matter is filed.
The petition, the petition is paid for their advertising. It's included in the advertising fee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to point that out.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
None at this time.
Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
Motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Last item, 2021-069, software support and maintenance for Munis, found on page 406.
Bill Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6, exception to bid to award the Munis software maintenance contract to Tyler Technologies as a sole source provider in the amount of $215,416.33. This represents approximately a 3.5% increase over last year, which in the software world is on the lower end of it, although I wouldn't tell them that. This represents our software support, the help desk, technicians coming on to fix any issues that we might have, along with any updates for any of the modules. The good news is we are currently using all modules or in the process of implementing the modules that we're paying for this year. This would run through July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2021.
Okay, Phil, again, I have to give kudos where kudos are due. I think that you have done an outstanding job with this MIS department since you've gotten here. And I realize that that $215,416 is a tremendous amount of money for the taxpayers. Could you tell us what would happen if we did not support this?
It currently, this is the support. This is what allows us to use the ERP system, the Enterprise Resource Planning System that we have for the city. So virtually all city functions are dependent upon this. All city functions are dependent on this in that it does our payroll and our finance package. And in addition to that, although you do have some software packages here and there that are very specific to a particular department's needs, all of the departments for the most part will use this. We would, if we didn't replace it with other software that would be just as costly on a maintenance basis, it would be going back to pencil and paper.
And if there were some alternative, the transitional cost, the reset up cost, et cetera, would be significant. So essentially, this is the lifeline of the city and how we do business.
Yes, sir, it is.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. President.
I was just going to echo some of your comments to Phil, which is I'm glad to see that it only went up around 2.5%, Phil, and I think you did a great job with that. But it also needs to, the public needs to know our frustration because these are sole source providers. And you don't see this as much in the private sector because you have the ability to change vendors and you don't have such a large system. There are only a few vendors out there that really service city or town systems. With that said, it'd be great, and I don't know if you have information on this, Phil, if we could piggyback with other cities and towns that might use Munis to put out a group bid to see if we couldn't get it down even more.
That is certainly worth investigating. I haven't heard of that being done in any of the other areas, but it's a great suggestion.
Obviously I'm gonna support this, but it's just frustrating. I know we've been talking about it for years. I know when Mayor Solomon was on the council, he had talked about it too, that these sole source providers just kill us with fees for these things. And it'd be nice to have one system where maybe everybody's on the same software system and we're buying as we do through the state on cell phones, for example, or something like that, where we get a better price. It just would be in all the cities and towns' best interest in Rhode Island. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public?
There are none.
Hearing none, I need a motion.